Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, is this, it doesn't sound like it's on to me, but I guess it is. Hey, everybody, my name's Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Nicely done. Coming to you once again, how long has it been? About a year, from the gassiest comedy club. It's Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania! Let's call it Saturday, June 25th. 2016, even. I like to be very specific because sometimes people listen to these, years from now. And then they show up at some comedy club because they said I'm going to be there on Wednesday. So I got to be super clear. Let me see your name tags, Philly, if I may call you that. Oh, no. That baby is so, so terrifying. It's a woot monkey sticking out of a baby. And the baby's name is Corey. That's your name? Okay, Corey. Put that creepy thing away. Holy shit, though. There's so many good ones. This is crazy. I don't know about that doll in the back either. What's going on with that shit? Look at that creepy thing hovering over there. It's like one of those goddamn Annabelle movies. Annabelle Alive. What's the name of that doll? Melanie? And that's your name? Okay. For future reference, you guys, just bring in an object and say that it's named your name. Everybody wins. Well, good luck. I think the panelists are all dudes, so I don't know if anyone's going to want your dolly. There's something blinking back there that I can only, a couple blinking things, that I can only see the blinking part and not what they're trying to highlight. So I hope that my guests today, you can put them down now, you guys. Thank you for bringing so many and so many big ones and light up ones. And Hopefully my guests will do a good job of perusing the room before deciding who to play for. It's time for Doug Plugs, probably everybody's favorite part of the show, especially when they've listened and forgotten what year this episode takes place. Doug Loves Movies is returning to Los Angeles this Thursday. Oh, first of all, who's coming back tomorrow for more Doug Loves Movies here? A couple people. Well, good for you, because that's sold out as well. So, like, if after today's show you're like, I got to go again tomorrow. Too late! These three or four people that had the gumption and the resolve and the trust, they trusted me. I was writing, I wrote the other day, there's only 27 tickets left for Doug Loves Movies on Sunday, and someone wrote back to me, Saturday. And I had to write back and explain that I was doing shows on 2 days, and that Sunday was, in fact, still had 27 seats left to be sold. Lady. You get into the weirdest arguments. And then she was like, oh, sorry. So it ended nicely. Tampa, Florida, I'm doing stand-up next Saturday, 1 week from today, at 420 at the Improv in Ybor City. Bring your name tags. We're not going to do a Doug Loves Movies there because the recording gets fucked up every time. But I'll record it with my phone and we'll play Last Man Standing. So it'll be almost like seeing a Doug Loves Movies taping. Okay, so the next Doug Loves Movies in Los Angeles is Thursday, June 30th at Meltdown Comics. And Doug Loves Movies is at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio, for the first time. That's also at 420 on July 9th. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. From the Corrections Department, the September 2 taping of Doug Loves Movies in Seattle at the Neptune Theater has been moved to September 1 due to scheduling issues. Yeah, that sounds mysterious, right? Please exchange your September 2 tickets for September 1 tickets or get a refund from point of purchase. And sorry for the inconvenience. It was just a screw-up on some people's parts, including myself. And it is the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring. Someone in that audience convinced me there's no the. Okay, man. Can't trust anybody these days. And also, it's just, I thought it was crazy that it would be the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring. It's, that might be the world record for the word the in a title. The. Let's look in the prize bag. That'll calm me down. Let's knock over my drink and look in the prize bag. Those are both things that make me much happier. The. Got a pipe from Peacemaker, not the Peacemaker. This is pretty sweet. A guy, let me read you the note this guy wrote me. Dear Doug, if you want to use these, I'd love to contribute this coaster and belt buckle to this or future prize bag. So this is future. I traveled with this. They aren't perfect. Just a little hobby I like to do when I get Doug. Thanks for coming to town. I'm so excited for the show. And I think this was in Minneapolis, I think. And I got him after the show, so I'm giving him out now. A fucking coaster that says Doug Loves Movies on it? It's very nice. Listen. I was almost going to bang it on the table, and I was like, the microphone's a perfect way. Listen. All right, and a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and I think there's something else in there. There's definitely from my personal VHS collection. Yeah, there's one more thing in here. The aforementioned Doug Loves Movies belt buckle. This is like a legit belt buckle. This could be right over your cock or vagina. It's good time to remind people that I love movies. And I love VHS tapes. I brought an episode of Brotherly Love because, hey, it took place, it was shot in Burbank but took place in Philadelphia. Starring Joey Lawrence, he was like, whoa! And and an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I Only Have Eyes for You was the name of that one. So I'm guessing it's an episode where, like, someone goes blind. Or someone receives a gift that's a pair of someone's eyeballs. All of that's going to be won by somebody in addition to whatever my guests brought. And I got three good ones for you today. Please give a big warm welcome to Doogie Horner, Steve Morrison, and Alex Brightman. Yeah, yeah. Just go ahead and put your drink down there, cause
just put your drink on the baby.
They got a pretty sweet setup where I have this huge table for my one drink, and you guys all have to lean forward and put them on the table of someone in the front row. I'm sorry for that.
I can't reach that now. Okay.
But you got enough mobility with that mic to get that drink when you need it, right?
I've had like seven.
It'll
good.
Probably slow you down too.
Yeah,
it's not a bad thing.
Pacing.
Yes, pace yourselves. Because, folks, it's his first time on the show. Let's hear it for Alex Brightman, everybody.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Doug.
Oh, thank you for being here. Because regular listeners to the show know that I'm obsessed with, I should have a show called Doug Loves Musicals. And one of my favorite musicals of a while now is a little show that's currently running called School of Rock, and Alex plays Dewey Finn in that production. Tony nominated. Yeah. Lost to some Hamilton bullshit. That
Tony loser
nonsense show, they're out there going babada babada babada. I'm like, oh, what is this? After school history? Rock.
It's not even all true.
I forgot the rock part.
Yeah. School of History.
But that was pretty kind of fun upset that the dude who plays the dude who shot Hamilton.
Burr for the win, man. Yeah.
Aaron Burr won.
And he finally gets the last laugh.
You probably like got to go to some mixers with the other nominees and stuff, right?
I didn't.
You didn't?
If you lose, they take away everything else.
Did you meet?
Yeah.
Did you meet the other nominees that night?
I had
stuff?
To do the whole month before that. It was all press, and
That's
we were all
I mean.
Together. Yeah.
You got to get together.
Yep.
But that Lamar Odom Jr., he's
Lamar
awesome.
Odom Jr., yeah.
That's his name?
Leslie.
Leslie Odom.
Yeah, yeah. He's Lamar awesome. They're all awesome. There's not a bad guy in the bunch.
Yeah, but that was fun that he won, you know, because
it wasn't for me.
Lin-Manuel won for a bunch of other things. I was, you know, I would have been so excited if he won.
That would have been like, crazy.
You know, it was all about Hamilton this year.
I couldn't have given a shit. I was the nomination was the win.
It almost it does. It just says
yes. It's all about the nomination, right?
And I say that only because I know this is being recorded.
Well, if you had won, you wouldn't be here right now. So. We're kind of happy. Leslie Hamilton
right.
would be here right now.
This is my consolation prize. This is what I get to do. Now, I was fired from my shows, and now I have to do panel.
Well, we all haven't won a Tony, so that's why we're here, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep, we're all on our way to EGOT. I'm going to get an EGOT right after I get you pregnant. Doogie Horner is here, everybody. I would say that Doogie Horner is my third favorite fictional name.
Wow.
My second is Dewey Finn. But number one is the person that Dewey Finn has to pretend that he is. I'm so glad it didn't get changed from the movie to the show. Because it's my favorite name in all of fictional stuff.
It's a great name.
Ned Schneebly. The kids are always going, Mr. Schneebly. It's so fucking awesome. Schneebly is a good word to say if you're having your picture taken. You can't say Schneebly and
everyone
not smile.
Say Schneebly.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss adjective.
Yeah, it's very exactly.
It sounds like a Dr. Seuss adjective for like a genitalia situation.
It's a little Schneebly.
I snorbled her Schneebly, and yeah.
And since this is Doug Loves Movies, I got to say that School of Rock is a movie that I cherish quite a bit. I love that movie. And when you love the movie going into a Broadway musical, you know, that you could be fucked. You could be like, oh, what? Everything they're doing is wrong. Or it could go, you know, magically the way you want it to go. And I think you guys did a great job of still doing the movie, keeping the songs from the movie.
Yep. Adding 13 more,
yeah, and then 13
but
more.
But written by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah, of all people.
Because you think rock and roll.
Yeah, cynical types would immediately be like, oh, he writes songs for singing cats, and people on roller skates. But he kills it with the songs as Cooler Rock. They're really good, and they indeed rock.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. All right, I could talk about this for the whole 90 minutes.
I really wish you would. It'd be great.
But, you know, I got something to talk about with this gentleman on the end here. Let's hear it for Steve Morrison, everybody. Preston and Steve is the show.
Yes.
WMMR 93.3. Is that right?
What's that?
93.3?
93.3. You were just doing a live broadcast with us yesterday.
Yeah.
It was all over the tent.
Yeah. It was written everywhere right
You got
to
see Doug
see.
At a Hershey Park at about 7 o'clock in the morning. It's an amazing thing.
There's.
If you've seen a unicorn, you've seen something just a little less unique than Doug.
You may never see a unicorn, but once a year, on a Friday in June, I appear out of the woods of Hershey.
It's wild too, because
with a tinfoil hat on with a point at the top, because I misunderstand the concept and thought people would have to kiss me. But there's nothing more fun than a 7:15 a.m. sky rush.
Yeah. But the funny thing is Doug walks out, and I think even a sniper with glaucoma could pick him out of the crowd in an instant, because he's just got that Doug Benson vibe amongst a whole bunch of. Cut-off T-shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah, my weed vibe surrounds me like the dirty kid and Charlie Brown.
That's really it, yeah. There was actually one point we were not sure you were going to be able to open your eyes.
What?
And we were actually going to get a guy, a cut man from a boxing, to come in and do it for you.
Oh, I'm so glad we got a Rocky reference in already.
The dirty kid.
But he legitimately...
I know his name is Pigman.
I know, it's actually, I know
I
you did.
That's comedy what, as I go. Yeah, that's it's funnier so to say the dirty kid.
I forgot it too. But it's it's such a sweet, genuine love of American theme parks. You're just... You are like a kid in a theme park.
Foreign theme parks can suck my dick. It's American theme parks. No, it's theme parks in general. Yeah. I haven't gone to some of the foreign ones.
They're horrible.
They're
all run by communists.
I like to live. I've been told by many people who probably know this to be true, that Tokyo Disney is the best of all the Disney parks.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
How tall do you have to be to ride those rides?
Ah, boy.
We'll be back with traffic and weather.
Low hanging fruit. Low.
That was really funny.
But that is super fun every year that we hang out there outside. 1,500 people get tickets from. Yeah. It's the most sought after ticket next to Hamilton.
Yeah.
Is the chance to go out there. And you can watch the radio broadcast, but you could also go on a ride. Like,
it's
the rides
best.
Are open right away.
Yeah, that's the to gain access to a park like that years ago when they were having Comic Relief You know, HBO used to run that. They sent me out to do some sort of promotional thing, and they gave me the mega cut. I was going past kids with tracheotomies and all that stuff, and I'm like, oh, but wow, this is great.
Well, yeah, so that's the thing is when you have a when you have a tracheotomy, you could still stand in line.
Yeah,
you're not in a wheelchair just because your neck is fucked up.
I was on to them. Yeah.
It's so nice outside. It's so dark in here.
Yeah.
I love it. I just, basement comedy clubs bring out the best in me. let's talk about Prize Bag. Because I could talk to you guys about all the things you do all day long. Doogie and his shirts alone are worth plenty of, lots of discussion. Magnum called and he's like, jealous he can't grow the beard as well. What'd you bring for the prize bag, Doogie?
I brought a copy of my book, Some Very Interesting Cats Perhaps You Weren't Aware Of.
Music by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's full of cat drawings and short stories.
Hey, Alex, could you give Alex the book for a second? And Alex, just turn to a page. I think they're all just little short paragraphs about each cat. Yep. Yeah, sing us one.
Oh, don't do that one.
Okay.
Do a different.
Oh, you're gonna pick a good one.
Well, you
which
can do
one
that.
Would you like? Set
you'd
to
hope that they would all be good pages if you published it, right?
Yeah.
Well, some are better for singing than others.
This is a good one.
Sure.
This
yeah.
is poetic. It's called Tanis Chimera.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually never figured
this
out how to pronounce that word.
This is the first Doogie you see in this book.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't cracked a copy yet. He just gives them out on my shows.
That's the ticket.
All right. So this would go, this is him. Her. Yep.
It's a guy.
We're all using one bathroom these days. A creature fearful of immortal make is the chimera. Flapful wings of terrible featherness bedeck her broad back, and hoofy hooves hover below.
Below decks? Below backs?
Below. You wrote it. Stuck to the hinder parts of this hellish undulate is a grim-eyed cat orb, which breathes forth flameful flames of flame.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's the way the book was meant to be read.
This is more like Shakespeare. You have to see it performed. It's hard to read. You got to watch it performed.
Dewey, I thought I heard music coming from your classroom.
That's Mr. Schneebly to you.
Oh, that's right. Ned. I love the name Ned. The whole name's great. All right. So you have a copy of that book for the prize bag. Thank
yep.
you very much. What do you have for the prize bag, Alex?
I went shopping at a Five Below. Oh, well, before that, a bartender gave me this yesterday. It's just an extra large shirt of a Miller Lite astronaut. I have no, I really don't know. I think she gave it to me because I was talking too much, and she was like, have a shirt and get out of my room. I got beer-flavored jelly beans.
Wow.
Wow.
I got a can of Duff energy drink.
Whoa.
Which I didn't know was a real. I thought it was like going to be a fake, but it's filled with liquid. I got.
I'm going to be sure to shake up this bag real good.
This killed me. Bean Boozled, which is like Bertie Bott's beans, but like Jelly Belly was like, we'll do our own thing. So it could be like cad vomit, or I don't know. And then the last thing I got was Big League Chew, because I didn't know they still sold it. Yeah, I was like, yeah. And
I always
back.
Thought it was the most anti-Semitic gum. And then I read the label. I was just hearing people say it.
I was big like, League
why,
Jew?
Why
big
are you so Jew? Proud of having some Big League Jew?
Yeah.
This isn't that a minor sounds, league Jew.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Big League Jew.
So, Alex, somebody's playing the role that you originated on stage tonight, right? In New York?
Yeah, man, I'm on week vacation.
At the Winter Garden Theater?
Yeah, there's two dudes taking over the role.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're great.
As good as you are?
I haven't seen them. That's the point of me not being there.
Yeah.
If I was there, I would be there.
Okay.
But I've heard they're wonderful, and they are wonderful gentlemen. And I'm only saying that because this is being recorded.
Right. But you do have to. You have to help work them into the show, sort of.
I don't. No, they director and everything like that. No, I did my work for 3 months. I know, but
they come to you for tips.
They do, and there's tips. There are tips. Yeah, there are definite tips to the role.
Yeah.
It's very high.
Don't fall into the orchestra pit.
I've lost 56 pounds doing the role. Because it's just so high energy, and a lot of them have stamina issues up top.
And then every show, you got to still kind of pretend to be fat. What do? Go to Shake Shack right before the show?
I'm not skinny. I just can't. You know, I just sort of puff out my stomach a bit. I was a lot fatter. I gained 35 pounds for it.
Oh my god! Yeah. All right,
it's nicer now. It's easier now.
Well, I'm going to do an episode of the show called Doug Loves Musicals someday, and we'll talk about this shit forever.
Yeah, I'm on vacation from my show. I'd like to talk about anything else.
You don't care about this right now. But you're in it for a while more, right?
Till November at the very least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Go see him, you guys.
Yep.
Quick
it's
question.
Really good.
Are they going to do, as they did with him, are they going to do a movie version of the musical?
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool. That'd be great. That is just my whole life now. Well, now, School of Rock.
Now I have to talk about it more because that's one thing.
I'm sorry.
No, but we're segueing into movies.
I was ready to move on to what you brought for the bag, but you started it. So, my thing is it's fun to see in the movie, there's a bunch of characters, kids, who end up being roadies and design the costumes and the girl that manages the band, all those other jobs because they can't sing. And it works great in the movie, but this is a Broadway musical, so the kids that can't sing and can't get in are awesome singers and sing songs throughout the show, but not they just don't have a good audition when they try to get into the band.
That's where we lost you.
Yeah. No, you didn't lose me. I just thought it was cool to have because I thought those kids might just not sing because they're not. But it's a musical, so everybody has to sing.
Everybody sings.
Everybody's got to.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
All right, I brought a collection of what appear to be direct-to-Blu-ray movies.
Uh-huh.
I consider myself fairly pop culture savvy, and I'm not even sure these are existing in my hand right now as I hold them. You know any of those titles? This one has some of the
This is the entire company of Silicon Valley in this movie, and I've never heard of it.
And some Search Party, which might very well be a tax write-off. We have. Thank you for holding this, by the way. Eye in the Sky. I think I do remember a ads for this one.
It's a drone movie.
A drone movie.
Yeah, it goes on and on.
It is, though, however, very nicely done.
Good.
This, of course, is hugely popular now. I believe it's the last film Alan Rickman appeared in. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks for bringing
us back.
It's soon
to be the last film Alan Rickman appears in. So. And Only Yesterday, which is an animated soon-to-be classic. Now, this one I had no idea about. Hollow Crown, which is with Benedict Cumberbatch, and it is about the War of the Roses. I guess.
All
the
crowns
Dan Fogelberg song.
All crowns are hollow. That's how you put it on your head. That's the spot for your head.
And if you love the first one, the sequel, London Has Fallen.
Yeah.
London has exited.
Yeah.
Of those two...
Yeah. Oddly prescient.
Very topical.
Of those two White House Under Siege movies, this is probably the better one, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Pass those down. That's a tremendous...
London falling at the top of
that might be months and years of re-gifting for somebody. A lot of good stuff in there. And before we get to the game portion of the show, I do like to ask everybody the same question. We'll start with you, Doogie. What was the last movie you saw? If you die right now, what was the last movie you saw life?
You didn't have to put it in those kind of terms. It was the last movie I saw if I lived, too, but...
Either way, what is the last movie you saw before dying or living?
Okay. Well, I love old horror movies, but I had surprisingly never seen Sleepaway Camp. So, I watched Sleepaway Camp, and I was worried it wouldn't live up to the hype. Totally lived up to the hype. The movie's awesome.
It's a little rough going, though, right? It's like you stuck with it because you just knew.
No, see,
you
I knew there had
did you
to
know
something.
The ending?
I knew the ending already.
Oh, okay.
Classic.
I just loved all the different little parts.
Someone making the noise? the noise that she makes at the end, I thought.
Oh, yeah, the
terrifying. Maybe. Or just trying to just order something.
Like all the fashion that everybody's wearing is hilarious. Like all the guys are wearing these super short shorts and these crop tops. And then the cuts are hilarious. Like, there's one point where they're like, we got to be more careful around here. And then they cut to a bunch of kids on the roof of a cabin throwing water balloons at each other. Like, I can't tell if they're trying to be funny or not, but I think it's a great movie.
The guy that runs the camp is like a creep, but also so like comic creepy. Relief. So he's like being disgusting and scary.
He's dating
but he's
the
also
one girl.
Sort of making jokes.
Yeah,
it's very weird.
And isn't the lead actress Springsteen's sister? Isn't it? Is it the lunatic? Like cousin? Yeah, I think somebody knows.
Is that what he calls his sister?
Allegedly, Steve. Settle down.
Anyone know Steve Wake? I think that
don't
girl
besmirch
is...
Springsteen's sister.
Is it the second
it
one?
Might have been the second.
I know
one.
She had like crazy pubes. They show in the movie, and it's.
Thank God.
Who's that you're talking about? Lunatic Springsteen?
Lunatic
Springsteen?
Like, exactly.
Yeah. They got sounds to like part three or four or something. Well, there's like a half one that was made.
It was a half a movie?
Yeah, there's like, yeah. I think like part four isn't the completed movie, but you could still get it somehow.
All right.
But yeah, the Sleepaway Camp movies. Thank you for that. And especially just in time for summer. Thank you.
Yeah, thought it was seasonally appropriate.
Totally. What about you, Alex? What was the last movie you saw?
I think it was Zootopia.
Okay. Ooh. In a motion picture theater?
No, in my house theater.
Because it's just now on all the formats and stuff, iTunes?
Rented it.
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah, I did like it a lot. I was told I was going to like it, and then I did. And then I did right afterwards, though, because I don't know why the double feature was this. It was this and the movie Hush. Which is the what I just watched, which is the indie one that was at the Sundance, which was a girl being a deaf mute girl being like hunted like what were we just saying? Wait until dark. Wait until dark.
With Audrey Hepburn, right?
She's not in it, but
she's
it's
not in it.
But yeah, it was a strange.
Well,
movie.
Wait until dark means you know once it's dark, she's got more of the playing field levels. Mm-hmm. But Hush to a girl who already can't speak, that just that's really laying it on thick.
There's a bit in the middle that sort
wait
of
until it starts.
Shut
loud.
Your mouth.
Yeah.
Wait till the train goes by.
All right, so watch this, not that. Of those two films, which one would you say recommend over the other?
Zootopia.
Okay. I guess that wasn't going to be that difficult.
Little more lighthearted. Yeah.
But the Zootopia, what got me through it, because, you know, the morality tale, as it were, and, like, there's a lot of things that are good about it, but the thing I liked most about it is the jokes are pretty consistent and throughout. Like, it's got really good jokes.
It's well-written. It's not really, it's not branched on, it's not, like, hinging on good, funny, goofy characters that can make, like, plush dolls.
Yeah, and, you know,
but the sloth
Bateman.
I would buy.
It's about time Jason Bateman was the voice of a fox.
That's
just crazy perfect.
Totally.
And the girl who does, what's
Jennifer
her name?
Goodwin?
Jennifer, yeah. She,
Jennifer, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, G-I-N-N-E-F-E-R. She's really good as Judy Hopps, because I watched that again on a plane recently. Because the first time I watched it, I went, that was good. But then, like, watching again, I was like, this is really... They put so much shit into these... Just the scene where she's in the train going through all the different lands and stuff, it's like the animation's incredible.
I heard that movie was supposed to be about the fox.
Yes.
Is that right?
We had the writer and the director in on the show, and they confirmed that. About halfway through, they said, nah, this is working better this way, and they changed everything. And, I mean, they had to redo a lot of the animation, too, just in the basic focus of where the film was going. So it obviously worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's make the movie about somebody that's trying to do good in the world instead of a fucking swindler.
Yeah.
Steve, what was the last movie you saw?
Well, I watched it last night on the Criterion Collection. The
Ooh.
Graduate.
Ooh.
Well, I had the extra dollar to spend, so I went for it. The Graduate. If you haven't seen The Graduate at this point, you're missing a masterpiece. Mike Nichols won for directing. The picture did not win for Best Picture. He does all sorts of things you just don't do. He didn't know not to do them, like jump cuts and all that stuff, and it works amazingly.
One musical act for all this every scene with music in it.
Yeah.
It was all Garfunkel and Oates. And I'm kidding. Garfunkel and
Simon.
That's what they were called.
Yeah.
Simon, Theodore, and Alvin.
Yeah.
uh, But yeah, that movie, the music really makes it work. And the scene where, often copied ever since, but probably the first time it ever happened, where he ran out of gas, and so the music on the soundtrack ran out of gas, comes to a stop
it's great.
At the same pace. Yeah, really cool movie.
And looks brand new.
And really funny still, holds up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's at the top of their game. Buck Henry at the fucking check-in counter of the hotel. Nobody funnier, just being dry and reacting to some lunatic who's trying to pretend to be, you know, he's giving him a fake story about
Isn't
getting a room.
Babbitt?
But Gladstone, right? Isn't that his name? His fake name when he's going
in? What's his real name?
Benjamin Braddock.
Benjamin Braddock, not
Braddock,
Babbitt.
Yeah.
That's right.
Plastics, the classic line.
Right.
Yeah.
Classic one-word line. Last classic. Movie I saw was None of Your Business.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Madea flick.
I'm not going to answer the question. I'm going to plead the fifth. I've only been seeing parts of movies lately. Like I saw a little chunk of San Andreas today.
on
HBO.
Classic.
I like
how
they used Simon and Garfunkel for the whole soundtrack in San Andreas. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
That would be. Somebody should recut that. That would be really.
Speak with you again.
Yeah. Just buildings falling down. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, it's real tragic. The Rock's trying to save his family. Forget that he's in charge of one of the few emergency vehicles that could save many lives. He just chases around his own wife and daughter. And they're even getting divorced. Wouldn't that be a sweet deal for him if she just died?
I'd see it.
No, wait.
That'd be great. It'd be a great movie. At the end, they play Homeward Bound. It'd be fantastic. Right? The big.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Yeah, little Paul Simon solo shit gets in there.
Yeah.
All right, Bert Kreischer, you could stop listening right now because it's time for me to say, let the games begin! Bert listens to the show, but he doesn't like the games part.
Oh, strange.
Which you could discover if you listen to him on the show. Took me five guest visits by him to go, oh yeah, he does not like this part. We got name tags, you guys. Lots of good ones. So, gentlemen.
Jesus Christ.
Take your time. There's a woot monkey making noise. Doogie's already pointing. Just grab whatever one you'd like to play for.
Yeah, that. All right, hold that thought.
While they look around, we're going to do a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at Loot Crate. Loot Crate, the monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure you head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. And they guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme and all items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. Join us as we celebrate the futuristic. We've packed July's crate with items from some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science and the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and Star Trek. including a model, a figure, and don't forget our monthly tee and pin. Remember, you only have to the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. Nice name tag selection process, everybody. Let's start with Steve. Who are you playing for? And I'm going to get a picture of it.
There we go. This is Jim T, right? All right, and it's Jimmy Got Fingered. With a little bit of me on top.
Yeah, and he somehow included you, like, peering up from behind the poster on the phone.
I enjoy watching people finger themselves, and he was aware of that.
Yeah, could you put that a little more of an angle? You're, like, you're getting more... There's more light shining off of your fake bald head than your real one.
Damn it!
All right. Here we go. That looks good. That looks good. All right, good job, Jimmy. You got picked. Steve in Las Vegas is a crazy poster. Like, I don't think that the stars of Leaving Las Vegas had expressions like that on their faces. I think it's a drama.
It's artistic
expression.
But
we're both excited and happy to be Steve in Las Vegas. We're going to Steve the shit out of Las Vegas.
What happens is
Steve stays as Steve. And,
what is the significance of the tasty cakes?
And he just attached tasty cakes because it's
silly,
just a,
man.
It's
to just, weigh it down.
It's just a bribery thing.
Oh, nice. Them. I didn't even
you
see
You were
them.
Supposed to notice them and be like, he's so hungry.
I don't get high, man.
All right. But here, is that true? Do you just not get high always, or is that bad for your voice when
I've
you're
never
in a musical?
Done it, not once.
Never, ever.
Never, ever.
All right, well, we'll talk.
All right. Doug, that actually makes two people on this dais right now. I've never been stoned or drunk, ever.
The drunk is really spectacular. I mean, that's really amazing.
That right? It's true.
I've never been
drunk in my life. I've never been stoned.
What if they asked you to be on Drunk History? Would you do it then?
Yeah, we can talk. Yeah.
it would take you like a glass of rosé right now.
Some light punch.
Would you do it for
ripped.
A nickel? Yeah.
What's that?
Nothing. All right, so Doogie, who do you got here?
I got Grim Laura's, and it's a Gremlins poster.
Yeah, and there's a gremlin with Christmas tree
it's
lights
a little
on it.
Gremlin.
Which I don't know if that happens. Does that happen to him or just to the dog?
No, that happens to him, right?
Oh, okay.
And I give my son could. Oh, can I keep the plush? Is that the thing, or do I give it back?
I don't think you can keep it. I bet you they want it back.
You want it back.
Whose
right?
is it?
His face says keep it. Hers says don't keep it. I was going to give it to my son.
Would you trade this plush gremlin for all the crap in this bag?
I thought you said all the crack in this bag.
It's a pretty big bag of crack. Oh, and also that peacemaker pipe I put there has only been used once.
Recently.
So you know. Great job selecting your name tags. And yeah, maybe he'll let you keep it if you win.
No,
today.
I'll give it back. I don't want to take your gremlin.
All right. But you can, put all the stuff on the floor. Is there a shithead on the back? Because that's the consolation prize if you don't win today is I'll read the shithead that they wrote on the back of the name tag at the end of the show.
I got one.
So, yeah,
I know that guy. I went to school with that guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, me too. The name of the shithead.
All right.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well.
Did you? No.
That's interesting.
was that? It didn't even make sense. It was just a lie.
I know. Amateur. A...
Oh, me too. Really? Nope.
No.
Oh. How you doing
you
today?
You went to school with Donald
Good.
Trump?
Really? Yeah.
Because he comes up a lot in the shitheads these days, as you can imagine. People are scared. Let's start with a game. It's a sensation that's sweeping the nation. It's Jason and Deb's IMDb game. I got my table over here, but also got a fan set up, and I'm realizing that's paper and fan don't get along. Like if it was rock, paper, scissors, fan would really dominate.
Well, the scissors could cut the fan's
yeah,
electrical
I know.
Cord.
I didn't think and it through, Doogie.
I feel like the rock really, the rock really has an advantage over
the
fan.
Yeah, you're right.
But no, you're right. It would be an extra... It would beat the paper.
But it also it more annoys the paper. It doesn't really beat the paper. It blows it away. It's still alive.
The spinning blades. Right?
Is that yeah. What's that?
The spinning blade should cut the paper, right?
We should talk about this for a long time.
I mean, it would blow it away.
I see some holes in that.
But it's a fan, so the paper can't go into it.
Why not?
It flies you away. Could, it you gets could pushed wedge. Away from it. See that?
Yeah.
What if you load it through the back?
That's a good point.
I'm an idea man here.
Oh, what if the rock and the paper team up together?
Right.
Then the fans
beat
fucked.
The fuck out of that.
I would love to see you drunk. I would love it.
See, we talked about this before, and I'd be wandering down the street with a pistol, and it'd be bad. So
oh boy,
I'd go totally Martin Lawrence, and it wouldn't be good. So
you'd have a heat stroke in the middle.
Exactly right.
In,
right.
In your big mama stroke, costume. Right.
Yeah. I heard that was Martin Lawrence's first time.
He was.
Yeah, he took a drink and then ran out into the streets with his sword. All right, so here's how this game works. It's IMDb likes to list what people are best known for. It'll name four projects, usually movies, from any given actor or actress. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start listing off somebody's top four, and you can buzz in at any point with your own name. It was fun one time when Doogie played this game.
Yeah.
The answer was Neil Patrick Harris. Another
Super
Doogie.
Super confusing.
And...
And
he didn't say Doogie first. He just yelled out Neil Patrick Harris. Which you got to take from a guy named Doogie. They're one and the same. But yeah, you buzz in with your own name, Steve, Alex, and Doogie. Right. And you get -1 point if you miss. So make sure you come in when you really have a good feeling about it. And the person with the most points after how many rounds do I have on here? 4 rounds. Will be the winner. Might have a tiebreaker. Any questions?
No, all good.
You okay?
I'm nervous.
You're going to do great.
Thanks, buddy.
It's just like Broadway. Just have
fun. Yeah.
I know.
There's no bad shows, only shows that go bad.
Yep. Yeah. There's no small roles, only short midgets. Only midgets, I don't know. So, there are midgets in theater.
Only people at
Tokyo Are any of the
Disney.
Kids in your show little people?
Yeah, there's a bunch.
All of them.
They're all
tiny?
That's
the secret. They've all been playing guitar for 45 years. They're all midgets. They're old road guys.
They're the members of the original Crickets.
Yeah.
Here we are at the
Buddy
School
Holly,
of Rock.
Yeah. Used to tour at Midgets.
Yeah.
The first movie in the first round is The Jerk. Oh. Everyone's like, I know people that were in that.
Yeah.
Doogie.
Are you going for it for reals?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Steve Martin.
That's correct.
Yeah. I was sure it wasn't.
It was too obvious, but you are bold, sir.
Yeah, that was a bold move because it could have been Bernadette Peters.
Jackie Mason.
That's what
it was. Right. Yeah.
Bill Macy. But instead, it is Steve Martin. So you can name, you've got 1 point. You can name three more Steve Martin movies and get 3 more points. Let's knock them out. Here we go.
Parenthood?
No. Come on, you can do it. I feel good about this.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
One more. You can do it.
Father of the Bride. Look, check the other side.
No.
How could they? None of those.
Can I? They went with, strangely enough,
it's crazy. Cheaper by the Dozen.
No. Shop Girl.
Oh, come on.
Shop Girl.
Shop Girl. It goes
Roxanne.
Shop Girl. Like nothing happened in between.
Yeah.
It's just a different kind of jerk now. Bowfinger.
Ah. Yeah, okay.
And the Pink Panther.
Oh yeah, that
classic.
Yeah, and I think when somebody writes on their movies, I think that elevates those movies because he was a writer on all of those.
Is that you said that it had a weird, wonky metric to it?
Yeah.
It's a weird. Like, here's your proof. Yeah.
There's all sorts of, like, how many clicks it gets, how many awards it's won.
Well, some of them are like comedy festivals too. Like, it's not even sometimes a movie.
What?
Huh?
What was that?
Is that what?
Huh? What? Mm. All right, so Doogie has 1 point for that round. Good job, Doogie.
Thank you.
Here comes the next.
No, nobody's happy about it.
Yep. Hometown hero. I mean, hometown hoagie. Here we go.
Wah wah.
Wah wah.
Wah wah.
I said on stage the other night, so it's not really cheating to say it again now. No, it is cheating to say it again now,
yeah.
But it's getting it on a recording where more people will hear it. That why I finally figured out why it's called Wawa.
Ah, oh, boy.
What did she say?
Helen Keller's first words.
Wawa.
Like she was thirsty and went into a Wawa?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, can I get some water? Can I get some water from
I
the whale?
I need Wawa. Oh, we got our name. Good thing we were having the naming meeting when Helen Keller wandered in.
That's one thing they don't tell you in the history books.
Yeah.
She was craving a for real smoothie.
No, it's called Wawa because when you eat one of their hoagies late at night, your stomach starts making sounds like the teachers on Charlie Brown. Wawa, 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 wawa. Round two. Fargo. Right? Mm-hmm. Reservoir Dogs.
Doogie.
Doogie.
Steve Buscemi.
That is correct.
We're just watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get 2 more guesses, Doogie.
Okay, they got to be movies, though, not TV shows.
That's a good point.
I can't answer that. it's projects, so sometimes they do put TV shows in.
Boardwalk Empire?
No.
Damn it.
Really?
Not this time.
Bowfinger. No.
One more. Steve Buscemi. We've narrowed down the one TV show he wasn't in. It's not an answer.
Ghost World?
Oh. No, they went with Monsters, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Of course.
Doogie? All right, so Doogie got a point for that one, so he's up to 2 points. Runaway train, never coming back.
Wrong way on a one-way track.
That's great, man.
You're supposed to jump in. You're Mr. Musical.
No, he's like, I'm on vacation.
No, that's
man.
Your week off.
He left you hanging. You're winning.
I'm drinking vodka. All right. Round three. All right. First movie.
Oh, sorry. Oh. 3 coins in the fountain. Each one That was a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles reference.
Oh, okay.
Also. Okay, good. Sorry.
Go ahead. Under Siege.
I'll go for it.
All right. Steve?
Tommy Lee Jones.
I'm sorry, no.
Doogie.
Yeah, look, oh, it was Doogie.
Doogie got right in there.
Steven Seagal.
That's correct.
Oh!
Yeah, way to steal.
There's no way you know another Steven Seagal movie.
It's hard. My mind is racing.
I feel like
right
you
now.
Could say two words. Like it's been in a movie. Like, you know, yeah. Front door.
But you got
hard.
You got
hard locks.
Impact punch.
Yeah.
Squint man.
Ponytail.
No offense.
I've got one.
Yeah. Explosive.
You're
ponytail.
Looking at me
ponytail.
When you said that.
No, it's just
Oh, I got one. Hawaiian fool.
Okay. I'm dressed for the season. I like to have fun. How do people know I'm funny if I'm not wearing a funny shirt?
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Under Siege 2.
Oh, come on.
Full title.
What's
that's
the
right.
Full title?
Full title.
Ah. Under Siege 2, Danger Train.
That sounds...
Under Siege 2, Die Hard on a Train.
Okay, you got two more guesses.
I can't even... There was that... It fired
well, wasn't
down...
there one where he was like, hey, look out, everybody. I'll help out.
The Bodyguard?
Huh?
The Bodyguard.
Fired Down Below? Is that one?
I did a movie where I was under.
Under.
So then I had an idea to do a movie where I was above the law.
Above the law.
No, it's too late now.
We'll see it. No.
Under Siege 2, Dark Territory. Which is, that's a... Horrible.
That title would not fly today.
Danger
that
Train.
That would not fly
dark,
today.
Dark Territory.
Yeah, would, yeah. Title would not fly today.
Oh, shit. And On Deadly Ground.
Classic.
Have you ever seen That's the Oil Refinery one? That's where he goes on on a vision quest and has the option whether to have sex with a beautiful woman or this old crone sitting on a bearskin rug. Do you remember that sequence in the cave? Anybody remember this?
No.
Or should I be drinking? It's one of my favorite parts in the movie because he's fighting the evil oil companies, but he still wants to toss an Eskimo.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she was Inuit.
That's where he...
Excellent. I don't even know how Inuit is just perfect. Yeah. I mean, there's the gnome joke, but there's not a.
Yeah.
No, that's too perfect.
There's no topping it, you know?
No, there's not.
Do you know? All right. Just keep saying it. Don't laugh eventually. All right, so. Doogie got another point for that?
Wow.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now you have 4 points?
Three.
No,
three.
I think
he's got three. That's right. He just knocks him down and then doesn't name
point.
Another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. All right. So we got a fourth round here. We'll see if one of you guys can catch up to Doogie.
How would that happen?
You know, if you buzz in first and then name the next three, that's worth 4 points. Yeah. So you would tie if you did that.
Be super exciting.
Successfully. Yeah, yeah. And Alex would win if he did that. But that's, you know, it's tough. But
it's tough. It's very
at
tough.
At this point, why not take a chance is what I'm saying.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. So the first film is Jackass the Movie.
Alex Brightman.
Alex, I like you said your bright last name too, Brightman?
Yeah.
I like it. Who is it, Alex?
Johnny Knoxville.
Okay, let me just do a quick recap. We did Steve Martin,
Doogie.
Steve Buscemi, Steven Seagal.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, okay.
Son of a bitch.
Alex Brightman. Steven Bam Margera.
Oh, go ahead. Just do it.
All right. So Alex missed that one.
Yeah. Which means we're tied.
Anybody else
yeah,
want
we're
to
tied.
Buzz
Doogie.
In?
Doogie.
Does anybody else want
he
to buzz
already,
in?
Doogie.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Doogie had raised his hand.
Steve-O.
Yes.
Sorry.
Taking no, you were...
Taking it
nah,
home.
You got cheap.
It. Yeah. So you got 4 points, and yeah, it's your...
Wait, let me name
your lead
other,
is insurmountable, but it's fun. It is fun to go down memory lane with
Day
the films
of
Steve-O. Exact
Last
titles,
picture
please.
Show. Yojimbo.
Yojimbo.
No, I don't know. I have nothing of this. Oh, Jackass 2?
Jackass number two.
Number two.
Oh, okay.
Number two.
No points for that.
Jackass. Jackass 3?
Jackass 3D. Come on, man. I think you can get this next one.
Jackass 4.
Jackass 3.5.
Just not going to happen.
I couldn't have imagined that being more fun than that. That played out perfectly. I knew it would be a weird round, but that played out very nicely. All right, so that makes Doogie's the winner of that game. Congratulations, Doogie.
Thank you.
But you've still got miles to conquer before you sleep, because now you're going to get to go first in a round, a few rounds of... Whose tagline is it anyway?
This is a hard one.
We'll start with Doogie, then we'll go to Alex, and then Steve, and I'll just name, I'll read off a tagline from a movie poster or an ad or something for a movie, hopefully a well-known movie, and you just guess what movie that's the tagline for. Simple enough?
Yeah.
We'll start with you, Doogie. You alone.
Oh, just me?
Yeah, nobody in the audience. Okay. Nobody on the staff.
I'd like to use a lifeline.
Helium. Lifelines are later. You're totally on your own.
I've never felt
weird
so
if
alone.
That was the tagline. Lifelines are later. You're totally on your own.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Why do you know something when it doesn't count?
I just do it for the fun.
All right, here we go. What movie has a tagline? Three times the laugh. Three times laughs. Did I say laughs? Three times the laughs. Three times the stupid. Three times the pain.
Jackass 3D.
That's correct.
I was worried it might be three and a half. Three and a half times.
Alex gets to go first in this next one.
Okay.
What movie had the tagline, a deadly new attraction?
Fatal Attraction 2?
That's a really good guess.
This attraction is deadlier than the last. No, incorrect.
Okay.
Steve?
Deadly new attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit.
Is it oh shit?
I mean, they try to come up with a new one every year at Hershey Park.
Right.
A deadly new attraction. But now we're talking about a movie with that tagline.
A deadly new attraction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with what your guess. I'm drawing a blank.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
I think I know it.
Go ahead.
All right, well, hang on. It's Doogie's turn. It sounds like an awesome made-for-TV movie. It's Doogie's turn.
Wait until dark. It's Doogie's turn.
Ooh, Doogie.
This is a hard one. I don't know. Final Destination 2?
Oh, that's not a terrible guess. What do you think it is, Alex?
I was thinking it was Wild Things 2.
No.
Okay.
No.
Or Poison Ivy 2.
No. No more guessing.
All right.
It's Jaws 3D.
What?
What?
Jaws 3D. All right, we'll start with you in this next one, Alex.
Never would again.
Okay. Jaws 3D.
Yeah, Jaws 3D. There's something in the water. There's Something in the Water. What movie sold lots of tickets off of that awesome tagline? There's Something in the Water.
Piranha 3D?
That is correct.
Yeah! He cracked the code. He cracked the code. That's a good movie, too.
Thank you. I enjoyed that movie.
James Cameron did that, didn't he?
Yeah.
What?
No. No, the original Piranha.
Candace Cameron? Is that what you said?
No, James Cameron.
James Cameron?
James Cameron wrote the screenplay for the original Piranha.
Piranha, yeah.
He directed one of them also.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah the
Piranha
second one.
2,
there we go. Yeah,
Piranha 2. On deadly territory. On dark ground.
On deadly pond.
On deadly pond. Theater joke.
Yeah, I think Louis Teague directed the first Piranha, if I had to guess.
All right.
You know, the corrections department's not busy. They can look into it later. All right, let's do one more. Let's start with Steve so he can tie this up.
I'm sucking big time here, so let's try it.
Yeah, I think this might be the one. I think you might nail it. The tagline for this movie was, in mind-blowing 3D.
So it's a 3D film is what we're thinking about. In mind-blowing 3D.
Yes, it's a movie where they thought...
The film would have had to
sell it that way.
Earlier in the 3D cycle to make it... To use that hackneyed sort of approach in mind-blowing 3D.
I love it when guests use logic.
Takes right
you straight
now,
to the right answer.
Yeah. Instead of that, get that migraine you're used to at the 3D films. You know what? If you're going to out the gate, the one that really reactivated the 3D cycle big time, I'm wrong, but I'm going to say Avatar.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's still the best one, I think, in terms of just how the 3D looks.
It's way up there.
It's so good. Jungle Book was pretty good, right?
Yeah,
was
Jungle
the 3D
Book was pretty
good
amazing.
On that one?
Yeah.
I just watch them flat mostly, so I don't. No. Doogie?
House of Wax.
Right? That feels like that'd be about right, maybe.
I feel like anytime you say something really comforting, like, oh, that's a really good answer, wrong.
I don't do that every time, but that was very wrong. Alex, for the win.
I feel. See, my logic
Bring
is that it
home,
feels
Daddy.
Like it's a movie that already existed now. And it didn't say now in mind blowing 3D.
Yeah,
that's my only thing. So in mind blowing 3D.
Oh yeah, they set out to make this was definitely 3D was in the plans.
All right.
For this movie,
Spy Kids 2.
You know, we're going through and picking movies for this game. I almost went with Shark Girl and Lava Boy.
Yeah.
But I did not. And in this case, in Mind Blowing 3D was just one of several taglines that they used for Saw 3D.
Holy.
The final chapter.
Yeah.
The fucking nerve of that final chapter shit. Did they learn nothing from Friday the 13th? When you call it the final chapter, that's almost just saying, but there's going to be more chapters. We're going to get all the way to chapter 11. Hillary Clinton's joke about Donald Trump, all of his books end at chapter 11.
That was a really good joke. She should write
She's
for late night.
She's got some fucking writers. Oh, yeah, maybe she should, yeah.
She should
write
dump for
her
Jimmy
campaign
Fallon.
And write Fallon's jokes.
Yeah.
All right, so... Just because I'm more excited that he's here, we'll say Alex won that game. And
congratulations. Way to go.
I've just gotten so used to you, Doogie. I'm so comfortable with you, Steve, that and you didn't get any right anyway.
Yeah, that's part of it too.
I like that Saw the Piranha movie, the sequel was called 3DD.
Yeah, they went even more nutty with the... I didn't see that one,
it was a boob
I think
reference.
A piranha bites off a tit.
These piranhas got big tits.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Jerry O'Connell gets his dick bit off in
Jerry
the first
O'Connell?
Piranha 3D. Yeah.
Good for
it's
him.
It's true. Yeah, good for him.
Good for him.
How's he doing? Good for him. That's great.
He's married to Rebecca Romijn, and he got his dick bit off. Yeah. Good for him.
I bet right before that scene, the director's like, all right, you want to act like your dick just got bit off? Yeah. Go. No,
looks like you loved it. Yeah.
Your dick, Jerry. Your dick. Let's try it again.
I'd love to see the B-roll of his. Is like the green screen dick. It's just all green.
So it's somebody's job to take the green spray paint and go.
If Andy Serkis playing his dick in the shade.
And now back to the bizarre file.
He knows his stuff.
Fucking Steve with the zingers just jumping in there.
I'm too tired to really give
a fuck. I love it. Did you go on any rides after the thing?
No, I had to buzz back. I had a charity thing to get to.
You guys always have other shit to do.
I know, but it's for you. It's Doug Benson Day.
It really is. It's such a...
It's great when the mayor of Hershey comes out and gives you the key. And
it's really the whole thing. And they let me touch every year the zoo out there, Zoo America.
Wait.
What?
You stopped mid-Sunday. They let me touch. We have a zoo. And they...
There are a bunch of willing children who participate.
It's your favorite day.
They let me touch zoo animals.
They understand it's the right touch. It's
I just felt
bad.
I needed to set up that they have a zoo before I start talking about touching
anything.
It's a
anything. Good zoo. Have you ever walked over to see it?
I haven't. That's next year is the plan, is to actually stay the whole day if we do it again next year. I hope we do. And that'll be my plan, is to stay the whole day and do more stuff. This time I just did all the roller coasters and then got out of there. And I also ate some...
Kettle corn?
Kettle corn's chicken, my shit. Chicken tenders. I don't know what they called them, but...
Chicken fingers?
Yeah, maybe. You know, but they have a name for it or something. Like,
it's gotta be
I
one
don't
of
want
those
to say
too.
Hershey yeah. fingers, because that sounds dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
I would not eat that.
These are good. Hershey fingers. But yeah, I had a little snack and got out of there. But next year I'm going, if they'll have me back.
You are open
next
door
year
every
I'll
time.
Go,
yeah.
I'll go for the whole time. But we got one more game to play tonight to determine who wins all the prizes. And could we get help for that lady who's just been stabbed?
All right, act like your dick just got bit off.
I can't just ignore a stabbing and go on with the show. I'm just not that professional. I'd like to get her some assistance as quickly as possible. This last game is called Last Man Stanton. We're going to get the name of an actor or actress. Actor's supposed to cover both, but I still feel sexist just saying actor. And we just have to take turns naming movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But, and I like to play along, but if you can't think of one at some point, or at any point, for any reason, when it's your turn, you can use a lifeline one time. And your lifeline is the person whose name tag you chose. So I think two of you are in good shape. I didn't name names or anything. No, I think all three of you have some movie lovers on your side, and they can help you out whenever you need them. People write to me on Twitter suggesting that they have the best name that could ever happen for Last Man Stanton. They say they've done their research. I love when somebody will go, I've got an okay name. Or I've got one I think you've only used a couple of times. Those always really get my attention. But Jester 190. Is it Jester 190 here? Yeah. How you doing? What's your real name, Jester?
Rob.
Rob? And Rob, what do you do for a living?
I work for a mortgage subservicer.
He works for a mortgage subservicer. Yeah, I was just throwing it out there. I didn't know how to react to that. And the audience didn't either. It was like,
only a few people have passion about it one way or the other. Pay well? You doing good?
Not bad.
Not bad. All right.
He's here.
He's here. Yeah.
He's got $10 to spend.
Yeah.
Or what's it cost? 50?
Wow. What are you trying to do to me?
It's got $300. Sorry. I don't know. I haven't paid for a comedy show in...
It's $10 to get in when we do it in the back of a hot comic book store. But here in the classy Helium, it's a gas. We like to charge accordingly.
They got great food. They got the Hershey Fingers. They got...
Hershey Fingers is one of... It was a classic baseball player, right?
Yeah.
He had the mustache. It looked like curled it with his own shit fingers.
Well, his name was Herschel. That was Herschel's Herschel Fingers. And
Raleigh Fingers. Rolo Fingers was his name. Rolo. We did this game. I should tell you this right now, Steve, while I have you here. We did this game every year when I'm out there at Hershey Park where they give me... Hershey has a lot of different candies that they make. You know, they've taken over the whole candy world. And... they put three different candies in a cup, or this time we did it with just one. But the idea is you put the candy in your mouth and you have to name what the candy is. And I have such a good time out there. I love Hershey. I love Hershey products. But a couple of years ago, I quit sugar. So I never eat sugar anymore.
Oh, we know that.
Because every time it happens, you guys are like, now we're going to do this game with you. And I'm like, okay. Like, I'm not going to be like, I quit sugar. Fuck off. Also, it's a great excuse to break my, you know, to have some sugar. Like, if I was, you know, if I was in recovery and you had an alcohol game, that would be fucked up.
did you get the impression we would curb stomp you if you didn't participate in
the game? No. I know you'd be nice about it.
Oh, yeah, no.
It always doesn't occur to me until you're handing me a cup full of, Reese's and stuff. And then I'm like, well, I always like this stuff.
Next year it'll be strains of kale. So,
but you kept... Yeah. You guys kept saying, Doug Benson, candy expert. And I was just like, I quit sugar, man. But they were classic candies, so I did quite well in the competition.
Yeah. You dominated, so kudos to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
There's like seven candies.
They don't make kudos, though.
No, they're...
So kudos to you.
Kudos to you.
Oh, another candy bar. What a great prize.
Yeah.
I just sat here eating candy, and the prize is candy. Not cool. All right, Jester 190, bring it to us. What name are we going to play?
William H. Macy.
Oh, my God. This has come up before, and the panel rejected it. Very controversial name. Are you guys okay with naming movies of William H. Macy? Doogie says no.
I'm just happy to be here, man.
Alex is happy to be here. Steve,
I'm a team player.
He's been in a ton of movies for sure, but he's a squirrely one.
I'm good for it.
All right, we're gonna do it, dude.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Wonder who's gonna win this round.
Not to be confused with Bill Macy, who I mentioned earlier as being in The Jerk. This is fucking William H. Macy.
This is Bill H.
Can you remind me who he is?
He was in... Yes. Oh, you almost got me!
I can't even remember who he is.
Well, that's in your luck because we're starting with Alex, and then we'll go to Steve, and then to me, and by then, a picture will be painted.
Yeah, I'll know by then.
He'll be like, I know who you're talking about now.
William H. Macy.
Yeah. We're not talking William P. Gimble. We're talking
famous baseball player.
Yeah, okay. Now I got him.
Gimbles and Macy's. Now, for the listeners at home, this is a part of the show where everyone in the club gets their checks all at the same time. So while that was indeed kind of a boring conversation, it also got extra quiet because people are doing math. You don't laugh while doing math. It's not appropriate. It isn't fair. It isn't right.
Go for it. Jump
I'm
in.
On little, vacation,
come on.
Little, I only
come
sing
on,
songs
little guys and dolls.
It isn't fair. It isn't right. You right. can't laugh when you're doing math. Da 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 da.
Wow.
Yep.
Add it up. It doesn't make sense.
Math be a lady tonight.
Meth, if you've ever been a lady to a someone.
Keep those integers tight. I'll give you a prime number. All right, so William H. Macy, I wrote it down. It's really happening. We have plenty of time. Don't forget about your lifelines.
Okay,
we'll start with you, Alex.
I have one. I could crash and burn with. I have the easy one, and then I want to do. I'll do an easy one. Fargo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fargo.
And then I have one in the pocket.
Already mentioned. Yeah. Good job.
Thank
Steve?
You.
Steve.
Jurassic Park 3.
Oh. That is a risky one, because could have been part 3. Was it III or a 3?
It was. Right.
I'll go with.
Did they go Roman numeral?
I don't care. It's. You were right. But you know, I mean, what was the second one called?
The Lost World, right?
Yeah.
Full title.
Jurassic Park, The Lost World, right?
It's so confusing.
In 3D.
No.
Yeah.
In mind-blowing 3D. Yeah. All right, so for William H. Macy, I got to go with, got to say maybe one of my favorite William H. Macy's is Boogie Nights.
I now know who we're talking about.
Fargo, Jurassic Park 3, Boogie Nights, don't know what you're talking about.
Mystery Men.
Mystery Men. Wow.
Well done.
I'm not 100% sure on this one, but
that's
I think
smooth.
Burn After Reading.
Some people in the back said yes.
Enough people said yes.
The people who got here the latest today.
Yeah.
They were watching.
Confirm that he was in Burn After Reading. I don't think so, yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Well, I don't care. So it's like,
you know. He's Doug's favorite.
Listen, yeah. I'll tell you what.
I've won by being on this show.
Alex, since you're my favorite.
Oh.
We're right here. The two of us can
hear this.
Steve and I are right on stage.
Shut up. He's talking.
I mean, Doogie, you're coming up in the ranks now that I know what a sweet singing voice you have.
Thank you. Comedy Tonight. They always play that here.
But, Alex, would you like to either use your lifeline or try another title?
I would like to use my lifeline.
All right, let's go to it. Where's Steve in Las Vegas? He says the cooler. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
The cooler is correct.
Thank you.
Now, maybe as we bandy about other titles, something else will come to you.
So maybe.
All is not lost. Steve?
Well, it's a funny thing, because that just fucked my choice. So, so
it's funny how
effort,
the timing works. Yeah.
Yes. No, that would have been my film. It was sitting right there, nestled sweetly in my brain matter. And and now I'm left
well, let's
with...
Go to your
I'm
going to
go to my
Jimmy.
Lifeline.
Let's go
yeah.
to Jimmy, see what he's got. Jimmy, you can do it. Thank you for smoking. You agree with that, Steve?
I do agree with that, yes.
Yes, he was in
it's
Thank
a good
You
movie.
For Smoking, yes.
Thank you.
Like, that's what's interesting about him as a name, is like you kind of have to take a poll on a lot of them. Like, are you sure he was in that? Yeah, I think he was in that. Yeah, okay, yeah, that was him. That's cool.
Such a memorable actor.
Yeah.
But, that's Aaron Eckhart, right?
But I can name one.
That's Aaron Eckhart, yeah.
Yep. But I can name one because it might be my second favorite of the films he's in. Magnolia.
Ah.
Back to you, Dukes.
Going
to
go with a deep cut, one of my favorite films, Wild Hogs.
Ah.
One of your favorite films, you say?
It's a great movie. Love it.
Okay.
Love it.
Wild Hogs.
Yeah, write it down.
I just did.
Love it.
I'm going to go out on a limb because I don't think I have any more, but hopefully they made a sequel.
Oh, I like your
Wild
approach.
Hogs 2, Hog Heat.
I feel like it'd be called Wild Hogs 2.
Hog Year?
Hog Wild.
Hog Wild, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's reversed.
Hog the... Scotch. Shut up.
I love all of them, frankly.
Wild Hogs 2, Wild Hogging Out. No? Okay. Sorry, that is incorrect.
Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Okay, okay. I'm done. I'm done now. I'm done.
They couldn't get the whole cast back. Wild Hogs 2, less hogs. 2.5 hogs. What's happening? Whose turn is it?
I'm out.
Okay, yeah, Steve.
I'm going to go with an obvious, which would be from Justin to Kelly 3D.
You know I like a fun answer, but I'm going to have to say that you're eliminated. Yeah,
that was basically me tapping out.
Particularly fun answer.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to go with... And this one, the audience can tell me if I'm right or wrong, because this might just be just taking a chance. Is he in Pleasantville? Yeah. Yay! Doogie.
I'm going to have to use my lifeline.
May have to, you think?
Well, I could guess another P.T. Anderson film, but I don't think...
That's a... That
I don't think
would
he's
not
in
yield good results.
No, okay, good, yeah. I'm going to use my lifeline.
I don't think, I'm pretty sure. What's your lifeline?
Air Force One.
Air Force One.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Big fan over there.
For some reason, just talking about him and Air Force One just made a title pop right into my head, but now I'm worried that it's not the right. It's not exactly right.
Air Force
but I wanna
3D.
I want to say Fifth and Main. No, I fucked up the streets. Right. All right, I'm out. Doogie.
The only guess.
Oh, I know it now. Fuck.
I got a guess, but I think it's wrong. He's not in Happiness, is he? He is?
Is he?
Oh, Happiness.
You sure?
I mean Happiness with full confidence.
He's not the one that's he's not the shooter. He's somebody else? Because that guy's kind of like him. Similar actor.
Huh?
Huh? Baker, I think the guy's name is. Dylan Baker. You're not confusing him? Maybe? All right.
I keep thinking Willem Dafoe. It's like that's always in my head right now.
No,
well, that's
not
what I'm saying.
Pedophile.
The pedophile was Dylan Baker, not William H. Macy. So maybe that's you're confusing the two of them? Or they're both in it? I haven't seen it in a while.
Dylan Baker might be in it.
All right. Oh, I know Dylan Baker's in it. That guy. Happiness we're talking about? Okay, good. Thought we might be talking about two different movies. You look like you'd know a lot about The Legend of Bagger Vance. That's what Theo Vaughn said a few weeks ago to a guy with a golfer hat on.
That's funny.
You know, it was like one of the few movie references he made the whole show. It was awesome. But Doogie is our winner, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So, Grim Laura, where are you at? Come get your prize bag.
All right. Yeah.
And it's really, like, all the stuff's about to fall out the bottom of it, so hold it from the bottom. Treat it
now
like a baby.
Here.
You guys didn't put a shithead on the back of this.
Do you want your name tag back? It doesn't matter. You won. I don't care who her shithead is.
Oh, right.
It's a consolation prize for these two. You don't want the tasty cakes,
I'm
Alex?
Good.
You're good on those?
You're cute.
Throw them! We haven't eaten for 90 minutes.
Did you really go to school with this guy?
Yeah, okay, I went right to school there. With him. Who's,
right.
who's
and the, pass who's, me the other one there, Steve.
Whose is that?
There you go.
Nothing on there?
Nothing on there.
What's your, can you come write a shit
down
anybody? For us?
No.
What?
Florida Gators.
All right.
The animal or the sports team?
All right.
A lot of news.
Well, because of the thing with the gator that grabbed the kid.
I thought you might be opposed to that, but apparently you're fine with that.
Yeah.
You hate the sports team more.
Yeah. All right, promote yourself, guys. What do you got for us, Doogie? When can we come see you?
Well, you can check out my new album, Delicate Man. It's available on iTunes.
When can we listen to you?
My album?
Well, when can we see you? And you said you've got an album out, so okay. I changed my question. We'll fix this all in editing.
Thank you. So you can check out my album, A Delicate Man. You can check out my book. Some very interesting.
Where can we read you?
Cats, perhaps you weren't aware of. And then also, I'll be at the Punchline here in Philly next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll be at Kennett Flash on July 9th, which is somewhere here in Pennsylvania. And then I'll be at Latage here in Philly on the 16th.
That's some plugs.
Plug.
That was really good plugging. Yeah,
plug
good job.
It up.
Alex Brightman in School of Rock on Broadway at the Winter Garden Theater through at least November, you guys. You got to go check him out.
Thank you for having me.
What else? What is there anything else on the horizon you could tell us about? Or
No, that's just it. I've peaked. This is the whole thing.
That's the whole deal?
Just Broadway and shows like this. That's it.
What was your favorite thing that happened to you at the Tony Awards?
I got to meet...
Tony?
Now, you know what? Performing and spinning. I got to meet Tony.
It's named after someone named Antoinette, you guys. So
I got to...
I was clearly joking.
I tend to spit a lot in my performance, and I actually ended up spitting on Oprah.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And I spat on where Barbara Streisand's seat filler was. She was not there yet. She hadn't arrived.
All right.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's like, Jack Black is kind of spitty when he's singing and stuff. Like
He was at the show.
You get that rock and roll spit going.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you for being here, dude.
You can also see me tonight at the Punchline because I'll be in the audience.
Oh, okay.
seeing Joe DeRosa.
He's going over to the competing club. It's not a gas.
No.
It's a knockout.
It's...
It's a vicious pummeling to your face and midsection.
Steve Morrison of Preston and Steve.
Thank you.
One of the great post-ampersand names of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Right up there with Grace.
Yes, absolutely.
And Sons.
Oh, yeah.
Or Son, Sanford and Son, just the one. But... what else do you got coming up? Are there any big events you guys are talking about?
Tons of stuff. We have this, which I'm sure will end in a lawsuit this year, a belly flop contest coming up at a pool at the Valley Forge Casino.
Those people go hard.
They go way hard.
They really slap their shit against the water. In a very unpleasant way.
Yeah, we almost had a full-blown Chris Reeve moment at the last one, but it was okay.
I'm a huge fan,
by the way.
Which Chris Reeve moment?
The horse riding.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and a whole bunch of things. Obviously, you know, Monday through Friday, we're out and about. And then there's a burger brawl tomorrow if anybody wants to come down and eat in a Caligula-like fashion. There we go. Gorge yourselves. If you've never experienced the meat sweats, come on out. And that'll be...
I'm so glad you said sweats.
And if you go to the WMMR website, you can listen to Preston and Steve after just answering a few simple questions like bus size and social security number. And
we're very strict.
And you have all the highlights from your show in podcast form.
Yeah, the podcast does very well. And then we have the Daily Rush and the Weekly Rush video captures from the show, which are doing very well. So that's all thanks to your support. And thank you so much for that. And
thank you so much. Thank you very much. All right, so who's got, like, a big name tag that I can nail with a tasty cake? I'm not going to hit your baby, ma'am. Oh, the Dawn of the Dana. I like that one because I can hit my own face. Oh! Yikes. Good thing there's two of these.
Hey!
Yay.
You know, Doug,
that was really
Herschel Fingers would have been proud.
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the hashtags for this episode. Herschel Fingers.
Famous second baseman for the Bruins.
Yep.
Whatever.
Played for the left whatevers. Field
for the Flyers. I don't know. Sports.
They're sports fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of shows coming up doing Doug Loves Movies all over the place and stand-up shows. Go to DougLovesMovies.com for all the deets, dates, and links. And one more time for my guests, Steve Morrison, Alex Brightman, Doogie Horner. Hey, Doogie. I've got three guests booked tomorrow, but as the winner today, will you come back and be a fourth wheel on tomorrow's show?
Yeah, sure, I'd love to.
People are excited. None of them have tickets, but they're excited.
They're happy for me. They're like, good for you.
I can't wait to listen to it, and I can't wait to do it. And as always, the Florida Gators are a shithead. And Adam France. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Adam France. You know him?
Everybody knows
yeah,
him.
Everybody knows what a shithead Adam France is. Adam France is a shithead. Play that theme.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.